Okay, so the question is to how many candles to light each night? The Gemara has this discussion starts on Chaf Aleph in Shabbos. The reason that Chanukah comes up in Shabbos, Chanukah doesn't appear too often in Shas. You have a sugya here in the second parak of Shabbos, and it sneaks up a little bit in Bava Kama about when they're talking over there. The Gemara discusses about having a camel, and the camel's walking. It's got like its straw, or its flax, it's got its burden, but the camel's walking this way. Its flax going this way. So how far are you allowed to have the camel walk? Because the owner of the house, the store owner, is going to have his Ner Chanukah outside, so that's going to light up the flat, the straw that's on the back of the camel's life. So really, it sneaks into Shas.
The Mishnah doesn't even talk about Chanukah per se. You know, it's only because they gave a peripheral halacha.
Right. Exactly. Agav, once I'm talking about what types of shmonim you can use for Ner Shabbos, now I'll tell you about, you know.
That's the Gemara. That's not even the Mishnah.
Right.
I mean, that's...
Yep. Yeah. So it's a discussion, you know, more and more opiah hashkaf as to why you don't really find Chanukah so openly discussed in Shasras. You know, other Masechtas Purim, you say, oh, it's a Dindar Rabbanan. No, because Masechtas Purim, yeah, I'm sorry, you have Masechtas the Megillah on the Yom Tov of Purim. You don't have a Masechtas Chanukah. It's not there. They won't even ask, my Chanukah, what is it? Chanukah is a very concealed Yom Tov. It's the Or HaGanuz. So even in terms of how we get to the halachas of it, it's all through the back door. It's not so much, I mean, there's tremendous depth to it, but there's not so much that's actually openly discussed in it. So the Gemara over here is talking about Tarabon. One second. How many Neros do you light? Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeso. Right? Which we know, the Me'ikar Hadin, they really just have to have one candle. So we'll come back to, not today, but maybe future days, what happens if I don't have enough candles to actually do the Mahadrim in a Mahadrim? I only have four candles. So how do I space out those candles? You know, how many to light each night? We'll talk about different permutations. But then that's, again, because basically all I need is just one. Another question to think about is, what if I could do Mahadrin, but my Chaver can't even do the basic mitzvah? This is something along the lines Rabbi Malitsky spoke about when he came on Shavuos. I have enough to do. If I do it, I'll have all 36 candles. Good. I'll get my 36. But if I do my 36, then my Chaver's not going to get anything. So should I be Mevatel on my Hiddur mitzvah to give him this, the basic mitzvah of Ner Ish Ubeso? So Mahadr is Ner Ish Lechol Echod VeEchod. So you do one candle for every single person. That's how I'll translate it now, right? Mahadrim in a Mahadrin. So how do you do the best of the best? Best of the best, what's that? Beis Shammai Omrim Yom Rishon Mavlik Shmona. Right, we know the Beis Shammai says you start with eight. Mikan ve'elach pokes v'holech. And you go down to one. Beis Hillel Omrim Yom Rishon Mavlik Achas. Mikan ve'elach moisi v'holech. Okay, and then the Gemara goes into different opinions to what exactly is the reasoning behind Hillel and Shammai, 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. So now let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos says like this: Mahadrim in a Mahadrin, do the best of the best. So near Lari, the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Lo Kaima El Aner Ish Ubeso. You have to understand we had three levels. We had the basic level is just one candle. Mahadrin is one for each person. And now it's Mahadrim in Mahadrim. So the way Tosfos learns that Mahadrim min Mahadrim, it's going back to referring to level number one. The Mahadrim min Mahadrim, the best way of doing it is where I have each and every, I'm sorry, I do 1 to 8, let's do, because we follow, now I'll do 1 to 8 in my house. I'll have 1 menorah, 1 to 8, it's Ner Ish Ubeso. Mahadrim in Mahadrim is modifying level number one, it's not modifying the second level. That's the way the Tosfos learns and explains why. There's a svar behind this. Why should I do it that way? Shekein yesh yosir hidur. It's a greater hidur by doing one menorah. Hecha de hekera de ikam. Sorry, de ika hekera kemoisi faholech or mechaser. Because if I only have one menorah, it's very clearly if I'm adding each night or I'm subtracting each night. Shuke neged yom hanichnasim o hayotzin. Aval im osin ner lechol echad veechad. But if each and every single one of the kindlach gets their own little menorah, and you walk past my house and you see, and there's 24 candles burning in my windowsill. Now again, nowadays we have like, you know, special menorahs, but those days it was a candle. You lit 24 candles. So now I have to do all my math. I have to go back to like third grade and do math. I see 24 candles. Well, what night of it? Well, maybe it's night number 3 and there's 8 people who live here. Maybe it's night number 4 and there's 6 people who live here. Maybe it's the 6th night and there's 4 people. I don't know what night of Chanukah it is. There's not a hacker over here. So according to Tosos, the way Tosos learns that the way the Mahadim and the Mahadim is going on the first level because it has to be a hacker. You have to realize if the onlooker who's walking past your windowsill doesn't know how many people live in your house. Yes, sir. What you say?
Somebody's house, they had like 30 menorahs. And it was like close to the end of Hanukkah, so it's...
Okay. Well, we're not going
to
talk about the.
For all the kids to do, it would be 100, 100, 100. That'd be the third
level up. No. So 1 second. So that was the Gemara, and that was the way Tosos learns up the Gemara. Tosos for the Ashkenazim comes along with Rambam in. This is why I wanted to read it inside because it's so important to understand once we get to Shulchan Aruch over here. Rambam in Perek Revi of Hilchos, he puts really Megillah and Chanukah together. Someone once told me, I don't know the research of this, someone's told me that if there wasn't enough to make three proc, that he would combine them. So that's why he puts Megillah and Chanukah together. I don't understand. He had a whole reason he was doing this. But Rabbi Rosner and others have pointed out, it's a fascinating thing, the way Rambam categorized the halachos. He took certain dinim that didn't appear together in the Gemara and put them into a category, like Hilchos Mamrim. So he pulls, Zokin Mamrim, Kibbut Av Ein, he puts all these different sugyas and he puts them into one thing. So he puts together, for whatever reason, he puts Megillah and Chanukah together. And the Rambam says like this, Kamaneos Humadlik B'Chanukah, how many candles should we light? The Gemara's question, Mitzvah so Shehei Kol Bayis Ubayis Malik Ner Echad. The mitzvah is you light one candle in your house. Whether you got 10 people in your house, you got one person in your house, you light one candle one night, that's it, every day. That's the basic mitzvah. If you want to go a step above that, so then in this case, you count up how many people in your house. You have 5 people in your house, mommy, daddy, three kids. So you light 5 candles the first night, 5 candles the second night, 5 candles the third night. You write the number of people in your house. And here's our point. Mahadrin yeser alze, if you want to do the higher level of hiddur, mahadrin min mahadrin, ose mitzvah min hamufchar malik ner l'chol echad ve'echad b'layla harishon. You light, again, our candles, you have 5 people in your house, so you light 5 candles on the first night. Mosiv holich b'chalayla b'layla ner echad. And then you're going to increase, so then the second night I'll light 10 candles, and the third night I'll light 15 and 20, and I keep going and going. So Ram just speaks on halacha beis kitzad hareish hayanshe habayis asori. You have 10 people in your house. B'la'ad rishon madlik asara neros b'la'ad sheni esrim b'la'ashlishi shloshim ad nimsa madlik b'leil shmini shmonim neros. You got 80 candles because you and your and the 10 people that live in your house. Okay.
So,
what do you mean? What do you mean optional? I would tell you like this. It has to relate to. I'm telling you, Api Hashkafa. Sukkos and Chanukah are really the two Yom Tovim where everybody's really doing the mitzvah, the hiddur mitzvah. What we think we're doing just the basic thing, we're really doing hiddur mitzvah, right?
Luminesrug,
you know, we talk about when we buy we don't get the chinuch, whatever we buy, even though what we think is not so nice, it's a hiddur mitzvah already, right? There's a connection between Chanukah and Sukkos, and why Bnei Sosra has a piece where he explains why this is. But there's a connection to Klal Yisrael to these two mitzvos. They come from the world of Rosh Chodesh. There's a whole discussion as to the Or Haganah, why these and this is that the Klal Yisrael does. What do we do? You know, no one lights one candle. No one lights one candle. Everyone does Hiddur Mitzvah. So we'll talk about, you know, that's a bunch of a hashkaf, not a halacha shir. But l'maisa, we do the Hiddur. So now, that by the background, let me just go quickly, I'll just speak it out. The way Rabbi Ari Adler once pointed out this machlokas. So you had the basic level was Ner Ishu Beso. Then you have Mahadrin. Is Mahadrin modifying level 1 or level 2? According to Tosfos, Mahadrin and Mahadrin is going back to the first level and it's modifying one candle for each person. So now I do 1, I do 10, and I do 1, 2, 3, 1 menorah. According to the Rambam, the Rambam learned that Mahadim and Mahadim is modifying level number 2, where you light the number of candles per person in your house. So that's why you went 10, 20, 30, 40, right? Okay, let's start. Says the now, again, this is why when you do halacha, when you get to the Shulchan Aruch, there shouldn't be any surprises. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tafrei Shayin Aleph, Sif Beis. Kamen Eres Madlik, how many candles should you light? Baleil Rishon Madlik Echad, you light one the first night. Mikan ve'elach, mosi v'holech, echa v'chol layla. Right? So you add one each night, ad shvelel achron, on the last night, you shmonish, you'll have eight. Afilu im rabim b'nei bayis, even if you have a lot of people in your house, you got 10 people in your house, lo yadlik yoser, you only light that. So that is, that's the mechaber. So it's interesting, when the mechaber is pasting the halacha, he doesn't talk about neri shabeso. The mechaber paskins the mehadrin. You light one on the first night, you go up to eight. So who is the mechaber following? Is the mechaber following Tosos or following the Rambam? Tosos, right.
It's the opposite of what you used.
Oh, okay, right, exactly. We'll get into that. Hagah comes along with Ramah, right? Ashkenazic minhag. Yesh omer, there are those that say, dechol echam ibnei habayis yadlik. Each and every person in your house should light. And that's the minhag that's spread out, meaning in amongst the Bnei Ashkenaz, everyone in your house lights. However, look how he's sensitive towards Tosos' concern. Tosos, we saw, was concerned, you know, the onlooker is not going to know what night it is, so you should make sure that you give each person a makom miyuchad, a designated spot. You'll be here, and then you go a foot over here, and you're that one. So you'll have five menorahs in your windowsill, but each will have a klisos. Anybody who's walking past will know clearly what night it is. Kadeshe hekir kamen neros malikin, so that the onlooker will know who it is. And now comes along Menachem, and Menachem quotes the Ber Hetev. We're not going to have time. We'll do it. We'll pick this up tomorrow, but I'm just going to read you the Ber Hetev. If you look at the top of the Gimel, Minhag, right? Ze chiddush. This is a chiddush. This is something. The chiddush means Rav Shechter says it breaks the normal rules. What's the chiddush? Shesvardim nohagim ketosfos. The Sfardim, who light one menorah, follow the opinion of Tosfos, who's Ashkenaz. V'Ashkenazim kerambam. Right? And the Ashkenazim follow the Rambam. V'zelo matzinu b'shar makomos. And you don't find this in any other place.
It's the only place where...
No, because that's what I wanted to talk about. You find this by the Dalakosos. You find this also by Dalakosos as well, where the Ashkenazim follow the Sfardic. Rishon in the
Sing a bracha on each coast.
Okay, yeah, well, yeah. So... But okay, good. We got the sugya started. Maybe we'll pick it up. But it's a fascinating idea to think about how we light. We follow the opinion of the Rambam, right? And Sfardim follow the opinion of Tosfos. But I want to pick it up. Maybe we'll talk about that. We're not really actually doing the Rambam per se. The Ramah has a slight nuance difference than the Rambam. Maybe we'll pick that up next time. Okay, just go ahead, everybody. Have a great day.